I speak to you in the name of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and the Giver of life. Please be seated. In the annual Jewish Passover service that celebrates the liberation of the Jews from a life of slavery in Egypt, there is a place in the service where a child asks the question, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" Now, if you just wandered into this church this morning without any warning, you might well look around you and ask the question, "Why is this service different than all other Sunday services I've been to?" And if you ask that question, what would the children in this parish tell you? Today is oh, children, you've got some work to do. Today is different because today we are celebrating the legacy and life of St. Francis. Today we remember an 11th century saint whose love of animals and nature endeared him to our 21st century sensibilities. But in that celebration, we need to remember that Francis was much more than just a medieval echo of the SPCA and the Sierra Club. Francis was and remains a radical example of what it means to take the gospel of Christ so seriously that you're willing to sell or give away all that you have and dedicate your life to helping the poor, be they human, animal, or the created world that is daily being exploited, despoiled, and destroyed in the name of our human comfort and greed. Francis saw something that all of us need to be reminded of as we live our lives. All creatures, great and small, all people of whatever race, creed, gender, sexual preference, age, all the earth, everyone and everything is connected to God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier of all life. Francis understood that all creation, all reflects the glory and the majesty of God. And Francis knew from the very core of his being, as a child of God, as a follower of Jesus Christ, that he, Francis, and all Christians are called to respect and love the created order precisely because these are gifts of God to us, entrusted to us. And when Francis understood that, he left his old life of privilege and partying and self-indulgence, cast aside his personal wealth, and began a life that depended upon the generosity of nature and the generosity of kind-hearted people. People who were inspired by such devotion that they gave what they could to sustain Francis and the men and women who followed his example. We are especially privileged in this parish to have members of the Franciscan Order living next door to us, right behind me in the parish house, as well as having other members in this congregation who are part of what is called the Third Order of Francis. They are lay people and clergy. They do not live in monasteries. They live in their own homes. And in the world, they conduct business and do all the kinds of things we normally do, but they are pledged to pray and to live a life that is simpler and far less extravagant than most of us enjoy. After awakening to God's call, Francis led a life that took the warnings of the prophet Jeremiah that we heard this morning literally. He cast aside his wealth and fine clothes for the simple brown garment of a beggar in order to live a life of doing justice and promoting righteousness. Instead of finding security in things, as most of us do, he found it in placing all his trust in God. Walking that path of trusting God is not easy. I don't think it was easy for Francis, and it certainly isn't a cakewalk for any of us. We get fearful, and in our fear, we sometimes settle for less. Each of us, when we're fearful, can find hope in the words that Jesus spoke in this morning's gospel. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are comforting words, but the reality for most of us is that such radical and total trust of God just seems to be impossible. We tell ourselves, I can't do this, and instead we get caught up in our fears and our frustrations, our sins, and we convince ourselves that the Christian life is impossible, and instead of being easy, the kind of living that Jesus calls to us comes across, if we take it seriously, often as a huge burden. And so, in the face of that burden, we just retreat into our own little world of busyness and protecting our financial resources, checking on the stock market, finding out what our 401k is not worth today, etc. And we'd try, though, in vain, to build our own security blankets of whatever sort. And those security blankets, for most of us, don't have a whole lot to do with a life of generosity and care for all creation. And when God tries to get our attention about all of this, we just kind of look the other way and enjoy the view of the choir or something. We close ourselves off from God, the God who always loves us. Perhaps because, unlike St. Francis, we are just afraid to trust God. Afraid to trust that God will provide all that we actually need, as opposed to what we want, if we'll just walk with God. Instead, like those to whom Jeremiah spoke in this morning's first reading, we take refuge in stuff and idols of our own making. And the thing about these idols, and we need never make light of this, the thing about these idols is that they are very, very comforting. At least for a while. Then, one day, we'll wake up and discover that we're lost and kind of in the dark. That we've cut ourselves off from the love and presence of God. And sometimes, in that process of trying to make ourselves secure, we even cut ourselves off from the love of others. And so here we are on this Francis Sunday, and I have a question for you. Are you here today with your ears open, your hearts ready, to hear what God has to say to you? One of the reasons that Scripture is read at absolutely every Eucharistic service in the Episcopal Church, and actually most other services for that matter, is to enable you and me to hear God speaking to us, comforting us at times, challenging us at other times, making demands upon us, helping us to understand how God wants us assisting in restoring, harmony to all creation. God has very practical things to say about war and peace, about justice for the poor, about how we are to use our financial and personal gifts. God invites us into a dialogue with Him, a dialogue that's based on trust, trusting Him and His love enough to respond rather than hiding somewhere in a sullen and frightened silence. Listening and talking with God, it is this conversation that makes life come alive for us. Jesus calls us to be attentive to God's message of love and new life. And we are called by the divine, indeed all creation is called, even the animals, to a great dance of life. A dance that is full of joy and delight. But sometimes we feel like we're back in junior high, sitting on the sidelines and nobody will ask us to dance. But the truth is, God is always asking us to dance. This morning or any time when you find yourself feeling like you don't belong, that you're not acceptable, listen for God's promptings in your life. Dialogue with God about what's going on with you. Be honest. Fear not. And know that Jesus' promise of rest and renewal and new life is yours for the taking. When you hear God's promptings in your life, respond, and you'll find yourself discovering a new attitude, a new hope. Old bad habits will be put aside, prejudices will be discarded, anger and intolerance will be replaced by compassion and a heart that's filled with the expansive love of God. Jesus invited Francis, and Jesus invites each of us to the joy of a life where we can dance and be glad and be happy and live our lives knowing, like Francis did, that we have been blessed to be a blessing. Amen.